right now because I have a friend Rebecca Mackay, who wrote The Great Believers, which is about the early days of the AIDS crisis and those people who kind of rose to the challenge to kind of get away from prejudice and just care for people who were ill and try to find a cure. So her book is exploding, The Great Believers. So if you're kind of into that early history of like the AIDS crisis or epidemiology with a literary slant, go for a great Rebecca Mackay's Great Believers. Also, sub gossip, she just got, Amy Poehler just bought the rights to do the movie based on Great Believers. So Amy Poehler has been, is in development for that. So if you want to get in on the inside and read the book that Amy Poehler just optioned, Great Believers. But her book is almost sold out of print because the print run, they can't do another print run, because all of the book publishers are focusing all of their energy on printing copies of Michelle Obama's Becoming. So that is your go-to automatic this year. Michelle Obama's Becoming, it you know, it fits everybody, go for Michelle Obama's Becoming. Now, if you already own that, or if your family has already been talking about it, now here's where we get to be fun. So for somebody who loves Paris or is a parent, or loves mysteries, you want to check out Liam Callanan's Paris by the Book. It's one part mystery, one part parenting novel, one part travel guide, and one part like book lover's scavenger hunt. So Paris by the Book, it came out in April of this year, so chances are they probably haven't read it. Another one that's great, if you have somebody who's very much into women's rights and, you know, how can we change the world and let's make everything better, you're going to want to go for Nasty Women. Nasty Women by Kate Harding and Samhita Mudgalpani. Samhita is now the editor-in-chief of Teen Vogue. So you know that one's going to be amazing. And Kate Harding has been a long, great feminist writer. She's been on the internet writing and basically being a proponent of women's rights for probably about 10 or 15 years now. So great selection. It's a bunch of essays from different writers. So there's Cheryl Strayed's in there, who wrote Wild, of course, and that was the big hit like 5 years ago. Now, if you have your Jane Austen lover, somebody who really likes those kind of like, what was that? I'm sorry?
That's me!
All right, so you are going to want to check out Wilkie Collins. Wilkie Collins was writing about the same time as Charlotte Bronte and the Brontes. So, but strangely feminist, strangely very like women-centric. So my favorite is The Woman in White. Again, it's a little bit of a mystery, but amazingly feminist. One of the greatest female characters actually in literature is in The Woman in White. Laura, her name is. So Women in White, and I had never read it until this year, as somebody who has a master's and an undergrad in English Lit, and I had never read this book, and I was like, where's this book all been all my life? It's amazing. So if you're into Jane Austen, which I am, check out Wilkie Collins. Who knew? Wilkie Collins, who knew? I know, like, even the name, you're like, I've never heard of that person.
No, I haven't.
Right?
Oh my God, I'm thinking about it after here. Right on that ebook. Right on it. It's on Audible.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Right on. I'm gonna be right there.
Yeah.
I need to do better. No, you don't. You've been in last like 10 years of your life. You don't have time. You didn't have time to read a book.
You haven't gotten to read anything that somebody else hasn't picked for you. It's you know. Now you get to pick.
I know. It's so weird.
It is.
Right. I've gone through four or five in the last 3 days.
We've been like in a bookstore and she's been like, I don't want to read this one.
Nice.
And this one, and I'm going to get this one on Kindle, I'm going to get this one, and this one. I'm like, okay, dude, seriously, take it easy.
Alright, so then if you haven't read this book yet, I'm sure you have, but if you haven't, you have to before the end of the year, An American Marriage by T.R.E. Jones. You have to read that book. Oprah picked it. She's been on, T.R.E.'s been on everything. And it's the setting is in Atlanta. It's basically a couple, and the husband has been wrongly accused of a crime, or has he? So it is amazing. Yes.
Thank you, Jay, for the sound effect.
That was amazing. It is in mysteries that don't involve guns. So, you know, if you've had enough of gun violence, that's kind of the way to go. Now, if you haven't had enough of gun violence, a great one, if you're kind of, like, frustrated by, like, the constant gun violence in America, read How to Be Safe by Tom McAllister. This one also came out recently. It's about school shootings, and it takes place in a school shooting. So it's tough work, but it actually helps, you know, resolve a lot of the emotions and kind of people get shot. Now, if you want, on the flip side of that, think about cookbooks. Cookbooks are actually fun to read. And if you haven't checked this out, but and just tries to figure out, like, what's the best way. So if you like a scientific element, or if you're trying to get your sciencey friend to start cooking and make you delicious food, that's the way to do it.
Even now, I'm doing it.
You know, it's funny because I feel like, you know, I think that, like, cooking has got, like, this grandma vibe going on, like, this, you know, almost a gendered thing, and then you start you start introducing, like, how the science and technique comes in, suddenly, like, people go nuts.
Absolutely. I totally agree, and I don't understand that gender vibe about cooking, because I say it like this: you want to eat, right? Yeah. Well, <okay.
laughs> I always find it interesting, because before cooking, it's like, oh, that's, but it's presented in a way that you can actually, like, find interesting, and you refine your technique. But, you know, they say men are logic and women are emotional. I don't know. It comes out in the food.
Yeah.
Move on. You were still on cookbooks.
I love it. I love your idea about cookbooks.
Yeah, because I was just thinking, I was like, this is literary, this is sad, this is serious. What do we have for, like, light and fluffy? And you went, cookbooks. And I was like,
cookbooks.
Somebody wants a cookie.
Another good cookbook that you can check out, like, for, like, the person who's really tired of hearing about Pioneer Woman, who is all over Food Network, and there's Pioneer Woman everything, and Walmart everywhere. Check out The Real Deal. Deb Perlman is the real deal. She's actually a food scientist. Smitten Kitchen, any of the Smitten Kitchen cookbooks, especially if you have a friend who's really into cooking, they probably haven't heard of Smitten Kitchen. So check out the Smitten Kitchen cookbook. She started out as a blogger. I was an early old school blogger too, so I kind of, like, was around in these kind of circles. So I've watched it come up through the ranks. Another thing that's cool, if you're addicted to Little House on the Prairie or, like, old timey, you know, bonnet wearing, butter turning, check out The Wilder Life. It's Wendy McClure is the author. She wrote, and in turning, she tried to, like, she went out trying to learn about old-timey, like, wilderness training, and finds out she was actually in a prepper/end-time cult. It's amazing, and she's so funny. So if you like nonfiction, but also kind of historical slant, and wonder, like, oh, I wish I lived in old, you know, in Laura Ingalls Wilder, Little House on the Prairie time, The Wilder Life is your way to go. Additionally, if you've got kids that you have to buy for, The Great Brain by John B. Fitzgerald. It's kind of like if you've ever read Tom Sawyer, but you don't want, like, the racistness of it, then The Great Brain is your way to go. It's kind of like Encyclopedia Brown mixed with Tom Sawyer. So they figure out mysteries. I love them as a kid, and I feel like it's kind of falling under the radar in terms of, you know, as we get more books. That's how it goes, right?
You don't have it.
Angie Thomas, The Hate U Give for your teenage readers.
Yes.
Oh, it's amazing. Angie is an amazing writer. Fantastic text. It's on Netflix right now. Speaking of Netflix, for your older readers, if you can't give them The Hate U Give, really, really, really nice author. And if you ever get a chance to go hear or read, definitely do it. She's fantastic. And finally, I would be very remiss if I did not mention, for your best girlfriend, get Roxane Gay's Hunger. It really inspects, like, body issue, gender questions, and also it's hilarious.
Okay. That's important.
I love it. I love hilarity.
Yeah, it has to be hilarious. Or else you're going to be like, oh, this is
super short. They're almost like bathroom break sized essays. So you could like just keep it in the bathroom and just read it when you're in there. And so they're only like two or three pages each, and then you just keep going. You have to watch out.
I like it a lot.
Now, I know the indie culture would be remiss if we did not ask. Any indie books out there that we should pick up?
Yeah, that was my question. Why are you
okay, Jade, go ahead. Ask.
Any indie books that we should pick up?
All right, so there's this amazing book that I just finished like last month, and it's by Milkweed Press, I believe, so that's more indie. It is called Braiding Sweetgrass by Robin Wall Kimmerer. It's about, she's a Native American writer, and she is a botany biologist, so she knows the history of plants, and she kind of weaves this together between, like, questions of, you know, the indigenous nations, legend, and botany. So you weirdly learn about, like, grass, but in this really entertaining, beautiful way, blended with these kind of introspection on racism and motherhood, and weirdly, like, just becoming more joyful in your life. So it was the strangest thing that I've ever had, that I've read this book that was dealing with, like, these serious topics about, like, global warming. And weirdly, like, I wanted to do it. It was like listening to it. So it was like listening to Bob Ross paint. I mean, it was like, it made me feel so good. Like, it wasn't like a, oh no, we're doomed. It was, here's the answer. Here's how we have to change how we live. And it was full of hope. So it really was kind of like a warm, fuzzy, lovely feeling.
This is
fantastic.
Lovely.
I love
lovely.
It.
Can I ask, though, we have to know about audiobooks. What are the
three great audiobooks. I am listening to, okay, so if you haven't ever listened to it yet, or if you've probably read it, you should listen to it. Ralph Ellison's The Invisible Man. The reader who does Ralph Ellison's The Invisible Man is so good. So I loved that. And I had this weird, I actually wrote a paper on this. I had this weird moment where he's describing a party and I'm listening to it in the car. So I'm hearing it through my ears and I heard party music, like the sounds of parties in the background, like people chattering and dishes clinking and stuff. And I heard this, and then I'm like, oh, that was weird. I didn't realize they put sound effects in the audiobook. So I went back and I listened to it with just that section. And I'm like, no, that was not there. I had an audio, weird, like, yeah, hallucination, I guess. I had an audio hallucination with listening. That guy is that good. So Ralph Ellison's The Invisible Man, it's a classic. If you haven't read it already, listening to it is a great way to do it. Another one that I've been listening to, I told you I've been listening to Michelle Obama's Becoming, and that just feels like I'm taking it to a warm bath, because she reads it to you directly, and you're just like, oh, Michelle, I love you. So if you want to spend a good 17, 18 hours with our former First Lady, definitely check out the audiobook version of Becoming.
Nice. Oh, okay. My God. You are literally like the book encyclopedia.
I'll do it.
I'm sorry?
I said, I'm happy to give opinions and spout advice all day long about books. All right,
so we have to move on from readers to writers. What do you give the writer?
What do you give the writer? So I'm a writer. And I will tell you, don't give the writer pens and books unless they specifically ask for it, because a lot of people are like, oh, they'll want this velvet-covered notebook, and no, that's not what we want. We are all incredibly picky creeps about what we use to write with and what we use to write on, and most of us write on a computer anyway. So what do you give the writer? There's a lot of really great craft books out there. So a craft book that is a great one is... Janet Burroway is coming out with her 10th edition called Writing Fiction, A Guide to Narratives. Janet Burroway, it's coming out, so it's not out yet. You can find older versions, and it's really a good copy. I'm actually using it for my creative writing class. Another one is Stephen King's On Writing, that they probably have already, so you'd want to ask, but if you haven't gotten it or if you want to read it yourself, On Writing, I think it's on its 10th anniversary right now. Now, one you probably haven't read is Linda Barry is what it is. Linda Barry was a cartoonist. Well, she still is. I mean, she's alive. Forever, hopefully. She's a cartoonist, but she does a very... I wish I had it in my office. She does a very graphic, almost like a graphic novel version of her thought process. So you get a lot of pictures, and the text is kind of interwoven around that. And she kind of goes through, like, how do you create an image? How do you deal with creativity and work with creativity in your life? And how do you become more productive as an author, as a artist, as a whatever you are, you know, if you're a painter, anything like that. So she's taking you through there, and then she has exercises where you go back into your own history to kind of build images out of your own history. So it's a really great drafting book. So any Linda Barry, that's L-Y-N-D-A, Linda Barry. She wrote the comics Marlis and Ernie Pook's Comique. She was probably the inspiration for Lisa Simpson. She was very good friends with Matt Groening for a lot of years. She, I don't know if she dated him. She used to date Ira Glass. Like, she's like kind of like this under the radar cult figure who just knows everybody else. She's been on like David Letterman like 25 times or something. So check out Linda Barry, definitely. And then finally, give them booze. Writers like booze. Give them alcohols.
Or good food. Or good food.
Or good food. Yeah, they're tired, man.
That's like going to be inspiration. Oh, I'm sorry, Jay. That's like a go-to thing anytime. You want to give me some bourbon and some chicken or a burger? Thank you. Thank you so much. We made
today. There's an alcohol called Writer's Tears. It's an Irish whiskey. If you can find that, that's a spot-on writer gift. Writer's Tears.
I'm finding it for myself, I can tell you that.
Yeah, absolutely. Good gift anytime.
We do a conference, the Inspirational Women in Literature kind of conference, and it's just media and journalism. But anyway.
Oh, which is it? March 16th.
Yes.
Come on,
please come.
And where is it?
This year we're doing Bethesda, Maryland.
Or you can come online. Oh, I love that. Pajamas for all besides us, unfortunately.
Yeah, we have to hand out the awards. So it's a conference, and then we hand out awards for being an inspirational woman in literature, media, journalism, or a supporter if you're a guy. So that sort of thing. So anyway, we all went out to lunch, and I thought, you know, we tend to write by ourselves, like each of the ladies write by, and then we submit and we figure out what's going on. But we thought we were like the only ones who did like this huge food thing, and then like liquor, and then it was just all these women at a table drinking liquor and talking about really good food. And then we went around in California, and that city that we were in, and we went from like diners to breakfast places. Just had a food store.
Good.
Improv, because they all had places they wanted to stop. They were like, I read about this place, and I was like, wait, we all eat like this?
It's amazing. I love it.
So he was like, and we drink? This is interesting. It's nice to know. But yeah, so you can definitely follow what Mrs. Wimmer. Is it Mrs. Wimmer or Dr. Wimmer?
Not doctor yet. I've got another 18 months, so I'm halfway there. Yeah, Ms. Wimmer, WendyWimmer.com, or I'm also on Twitter, probably more frequently than on my website, and then that's just Wendy Wimmer.
Awesome. I'm glad that we told them where they can check you out. But say it one more time. Where can they check you out?
www.wendywimmer.com, or on Twitter, my ID is Wendy Wimmer.